This is Vatican Radio and I'm Susie Hodges. The UN charity UNICEF says nearly 26,000 people have been displaced since the military operation to liberate the Iraqi city of Mosul from the control of the so-called Islamic State began in mid-October. It said a further 5,200 people arrived in two camps to the south of the city on Friday, in the single largest displacement since the offensive began. Altogether, there are more than 10,000 displaced children in urgent need of assistance. Peter Hawkins is the country representative in Iraq for UNICEF, and he spoke to me earlier about their plight.
Well, what we're seeing is that not only are the displaced people in need, but those in the host populations, those people who stayed behind, are in need. So what UNICEF is trying to do is meet the immediate needs of those who are displaced through the provision of water, sanitation facilities, immunization, high energy biscuits, etc. But also look at different modalities to be able to ensure those who remain in their houses also receive water, hygiene kits, which include soap and Dettol and things so that they can continue to wash, while broader assistance can be put towards them over the next week or 2 weeks.
And how would you describe the state they're in when they arrive, both physically and psychologically?
It really depends where they've come from. The people in the south of Mosul, in a place called Al-Hut, when we visited them not long ago, they were in a pretty poor state. It appeared the water was dirty, there was a lot of diarrheal disease around, and perhaps they had been neglected for too long. But the people I've just been just north of Mosul, in a displaced camp there, and the people look pretty good. And the children, we have started child-friendly spaces, and with our partners have started to promote activities, football, volleyball, drawing and things like that. And the children were enjoying themselves. One of the things that is of concern for them is that they haven't got any clothes. They've come out with what they were wearing. So we're looking to see how we can help with winterization clothes over the next few days, few weeks. But also it's their long-term needs. A lot of these children have been through excessive trauma. I saw that for myself, and you can see it through their drawings, how they're coping with that trauma. So over time, psychosocial care will be given to those children who require it. And for those, especially girls, who have been sexually abused, gender-based violence support will also be provided over the next few weeks.
You talked about the fact that some of these people, the girls, may have been sexually abused. Did you get any inkling of how widespread this was?
We have reports from inside Mosul and elsewhere, maybe in the urban centres, that this is not common, but it is reasonably verified.
Given that Mosul has around 1 million people as its population, is UNICEF worried that this could turn out to be a potential humanitarian catastrophe if huge numbers of people continue to flee the city, particularly all at once?
Absolutely, and we've been preparing for a number of weeks now that since we know when the operation is going to take place and how it is roughly going to take place, with building of camps, building of emergency areas where people could be displaced too, through the provision of water and sanitation facilities. As long as they come out in numbers of 5,000, 10,000, we should be able to cope. There is a limit, but we are working towards having a capacity of 300,000, 400,000 people. But if they came out, say, for example, 150,000 plus people, can you imagine trying to manage that in any situation? But here, where the facilities are very, very barren, and there's very little in terms of flat land or land where people can encamp easily, we will be overwhelmed. And we've got to manage that expectation. We had the same in the south earlier in the year when 85,000 people came out of Fallujah over one weekend. It took a number of weeks before we were able to give the amount of water, the amount of sanitation facilities that a community of that size requires.
I was speaking there to Peter Hawkins of UNICEF.